And a very good Friday afternoon, evening, morning, whatever it is. Joe Beningo on the Yoda Paid Podcast. It is Friday. It is November 18th. It is 2022. And the Joe Beningo Yoda Paid Podcast brought to you by, well, what else? DraftKings by Anita Discount Tire and, of course, the Hackensack Brewing Company. Indeed, it is Friday, a big football Friday. We'll do my NFL picks for week number 10. We'll have that coming up in just a very short period of time. Actually, week 11, I should say. It's week 11 already. I mean, it's hard to believe that it's week 11. So picks for week 11 will be coming up in just a short period of time. Big NFL weekend, huge weekend for my New York Jets. They have a chance to go into first place in the AFC East with a win over the Evil Empire up in Foxborough. And we'll get to all that. But the first thing I want to do, I want to clarify something here for everybody. Now, I was on with BT and Tiki this past Monday, my regular spot at 11:40 on their 10-1, 10-2 program, whatever time they're on the fan. And I made a mistake. I said the Jets had played only 5 home playoff games in their history. The answer is actually 7. And so I want to break them all down. You know, I didn't have time when I was on with Brandon and Tiki to, you know, go through my, as they say, mental progressions and just break them down by year as to all the games. So let's do it now so everybody has it cleared up. The first one was, of course, the AFL Championship game in 1968 at Shea Stadium. Jets beat the Raiders 27-23 to move on to Super Bowl III. The second one was the following year, and I was at that game. I was at actually 5 of the 7. I was at that game. The brutal intradivisional, as they called it, loss in the final season of the American Football League to the eventual Super Bowl champion Chiefs, 13-6 at Shea Stadium. A brutal day for Joe Namath. He was 14 for 40 that day for 164 yards. He threw 3 picks in the football game. The Jets couldn't get in with a first and goal on a 1-yard line. Had to settle for a field goal. Lost the game 13-6. So that's the second one at home. That was at Shea Stadium. Of course, I was at that game. The next one, and I missed this one, and I don't know how, 12 years later, because it was 12 years between playoff appearances, 1981, the wild card game against Buffalo. The Jets lost that game 31-27. That's the game that started out, and every time I see Bruce Harper, I remind him of this. That's the game that started out with Bruce Harper fumbling the opening kickoff. It was recovered by Charles Rome of the Bills. He took it in for a touchdown. The Jets made a plethora of mistakes in that game. They trailed 31-13 in the fourth quarter. They came back 31-27, had the ball driving inside the 20-yard line when Richard Todd, who really had an uncanny ability to find the open linebacker or the open defensive back, hit Bill Simpson of the Bills on about the 2-yard line. Game over. Jets lose 31-27. That was the third one. I was not at that game. I won't get into the reasons why. The next one, 1985. Now we're at Giant Stadium. 1985, they lost to the Patriots. Again, a wild card game, 26-14. The final score of that game. Remember, the Jets were 11-5 that year. Wound up losing the division when Miami beat them late in the year in Miami. On that long bomb with 50 seconds to go, Marino to Mark Duper beating Bobby Jackson, who just come off the injured list, covering him one-on-1. But whatever, I digress a little bit. That was number 4. I was at that game, brutally cold game at the Meadowlands, 26-14. Either Bobby Humphrey or JoJo Townsell fumbled the second-half kickoff. New England recovered it and eventually scored a touchdown. The Patriots wound up going to the Super Bowl that year. They remember they beat the Jets, then they went to L.A., beat the Raiders in the divisional round, and then knocked off the Dolphins in Miami, wound up going to the Super Bowl and getting absolutely crushed by the Chicago Bears, the great 1985 Chicago Bears. So that was number 4. Now, the next one was a year later, 1986, again the wild card game, of course, at the Meadowlands. They beat the Chiefs 35-15. If you remember that game, a linebacker, very nondescript linebacker by the name of Kevin McCarthy had an interception, took it in for a touchdown. It might have been the first or second play of the second half. Jets won the game 35-15. Pat Ryan started that game. Remember, the Jets started that year in 86, 10-1, lost the last five games of the regular season, still made the playoffs at 10-6. That win over the Chiefs, I was there for that game, win over the Chiefs, and then the brutal loss in overtime, actually double overtime, to Cleveland in the divisional round. So that was 1986. That was their fifth home playoff game, and they only had two more after that. The 1998 divisional round win, 34-24 over the Jaguars. That, of course, was also at the Meadowlands. Well, you know, Keyshawn Johnson had a phenomenal game. He did everything in that game. Ran for a touchdown, caught a touchdown pass, recovered a big fumble by Curtis Martin in that game to really help save the Jets, and even had an interception at the end of the game on the final play when he was playing defensive back. Just a tremendous game for Keyshawn that day. Jets went on to the AFC Championship game and, of course, lost to the Broncos in Denver after they had a 10-0 lead. So that was the sixth. I was at that game as well. And then the last one, 20 years ago, 2002, also the last time the Jets won the division. Remember, the Jets have only won since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970. The Jets have only won two AFC East titles, 1998 and in 2002. Herman Edwards, the coach in 02. Remember, they beat the destroyed the Indianapolis Colts 41-0 in that game, and then wound up losing in the divisional round to the Oakland Raiders. So seven. So the number is seven home playoff games for the Jets in their history. And let's see, they won. How many did they win again? Let me just go through it again. They won in 68. They won in 86. They won in 98. They won in 02. So seven home playoff games. The Jets have won four of the seven. And they now have a chance, if they can beat the Patriots on Sunday up in wonderful Foxborough Gillette Stadium and end that 13-game, that hideous 13-game losing streak to the Patriots. And it's really worse than that because, you know, it's really 20-plus years of a beatdown at the hands of Belichick and company. If they can end that losing streak, remember the last time they won in Foxborough was a divisional playoff win over the Patriots at the end. Actually, it was in January of 2011, but at the end of the 2010 season. And the last time they won a regular season game there, you got to go all the way back to 2008. Brett Favre, Mangini was the coach. Brett Favre was the quarterback for the Jets. And Matt Castle was the Patriot quarterback. Remember, that was the year that Brady tore his knee up on the first game of the season and missed the rest of the year. The Jets wound up, and they were at one point, were 8-3, wound up blowing the playoff spot and finishing 9-7. And, of course, New England went 11-5 that year but did not make the playoffs with Matt Castle at quarterback. So that is the breakdown on the home playoff games the Jets have played in their history. And now it's 20 years since they played the last time they played a home playoff game. And obviously, it's going to be 12 years since the last time they played a playoff game, period. And, of course, lost the AFC Championship game to the Steelers in Pittsburgh in January of 2011 at the end of the 2010 season. So Jets sitting at 6-3, coming off the bye, the big win over the Bills the week before that, 20-17. Of course, Buffalo with that loss last Sunday to the Vikings in overtime, blowing that 27-10 lead. So you look at the AFC East standings right now. Miami is in first place at 7-3, and they're on their bye this week. The Jets at 6-3, the Bills at 6-3, the Patriots at 5-4. So the Jets with an unbelievable opportunity, you know, 10 games into the season to have control of the AFC East with seven games to go. Now, it's still, you know, a very difficult road. We know what their schedule is ahead. The Jets have three home games left, really need to win them all. They got the Bears coming up next week. They got the Lions coming up and then the Jaguars on a Thursday night game at home, the Thursday before Christmas. Those are the three home playoff games they have, all against teams with losing records. They need to win all three of those. And then they have, you know, including the game in Foxborough Sunday, a very, very tough five games on the road. The game in Foxborough, they got to play in Buffalo. They finished the season in Miami. They got to go to Minnesota to play the Vikings. They got to go to Seattle to play the Seahawks. So, very tough stretch for the Jets, but they can take control of the division with a win in Foxborough on Sunday afternoon. Absolutely crazy. I mean, you know, what else can you say? Who would have thought that this would be the situation going into this game. So we'll see. We know what happened. The game at the Meadowlands. Hopefully the Jets will not be wearing their ridiculous black uniforms. I would think they'll be wearing the white with the black pants. All these games they've won have basically been in that uniform this year. So let's keep it going as they go up to Foxborough this week. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Buffalo had to move their game because they're going to get 4 feet of snow up in Buffalo this weekend, amazingly enough. Had to move their game against the Browns to Detroit. And then Buffalo kind of stay there because they play the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, I think that's an advantage for them, but whatever. Miami, as I mentioned, on their bye, and of course, the Jets playing the Patriots. So that's the rundown on what the division looks like right now as we go forward in the AFC East. As far as the Giants are concerned, Giants sitting at 7-2, home game this week. I think this is a tough spot for the Giants. The Lions, who've now won 2 games in a row, remember they beat Green Bay a couple weeks ago, and then last week came from behind. They were down 24-10, came from behind to beat the Bears 31-30 in Chicago. So the Lions first, and by the way, it was the first road win by the Lions. I think they had lost 13 consecutive games on the road. They ended that streak last week. So they're playing a lot better. I think it's a tough spot for the Giants. They're a 3-point favorite. One thing we've seen, the Giants at 7-2 this year. The one thing the Giants have not done, the Giants have not lost any games to teams that they should beat. The two losses to the Cowboys at the Meadowlands earlier this year, and they lost a tough game to a very good Seahawks team in Seattle. So, you know, they've won games that we didn't expect them to, going back to opening day when they beat Tennessee on the road, when Dable went for two to win the game. And of course, it worked out for him. We saw him beat Green Bay, although Green Bay's not any good. They lost again last night to the Titans at home. So they're sitting there at 4-7. This season's pretty much done, as far as I'm concerned. They beat the Packers in London. We all remember that. And then, of course, they beat the Ravens at home, too. So the Giants have had some big wins against teams that are better than them and have yet to lose to a team that they probably should beat. So they're sitting there at 7-2. They got a break because Washington beat the Eagles last Monday night, so the Giants are only a game behind Philly in the NFC East. Now, the Giants have all these division games coming up after Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, and what a great football day that's going to be. Thanksgiving Day, they play the Cowboys in Dallas, huge game. They still got to play Philly twice. They still got to play Washington twice. So the Giants have, you know, 5 divisional games left, and that's going to determine a lot for, you know, whether or not the Giants make the playoffs this year. Now, they should. You know, they should beat Detroit. They got a game against the Colts coming up. They should beat them. You got to figure they're winning at least one of those games against Washington or whatever to at least get to 10 and get into the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win the division, but we'll see. But I think this is kind of a tough spot for the Giants this week against Detroit. I actually was going to take the Lions, getting the 3 in my picks, but I decided, I'm not going to do that. But I'm a little concerned about the Giants this week at home against the Lions. We'll see what happens. Thanksgiving Day, what a big day that's going to be. Oh, my God. You look at the lineup on Thanksgiving Day. All games that affect, if you're a fan of either of the New York teams, it's a big day for you because the Bills play in Detroit. Then you got Giants, Dallas. And then at night, you got the Patriots in Minnesota to play the Vikings. So a lot of interest on Thanksgiving Day if you're a fan of the Jets. Obviously, the Giants playing a big game that day against Dallas. And we'll see what happens. And like I said, the Jets with an opportunity this week, and I feel pretty good about it, an opportunity this week to take control of the AFC East. Again, a Jet win, and they will be in first place. They'll be tied with Miami, but they got the tiebreaker over Miami because they beat them earlier in the year. That 40-17 beatdown at MetLife. So if the Jets win, they'll be in first place at 7-3. If the Jets lose and Buffalo beats Cleveland, then the Jets will be in last place at 6-4, still in good position to make the playoffs. But probably if they're going to win the division, and that's what I'm looking at right now, they really need to win this game Sunday against the Patriots. And what the Jets got to do is play like they played against Buffalo. Run the football some more. Very conservative. The short passing game, the slants to Garrett Wilson, you know, the stuff off the line of scrimmage to Michael Carter, to the tight ends and stuff like that. Corey Davis might be back Sunday. They say he's day-to-day. You might see Mike Mitchell back playing right tackle this week. It looks like George Fant is still not practicing, so he's probably still a couple weeks away from coming back at right tackle. But, you know, we'll see what happens from there. You got another week from James Robinson, who had a solid game against Buffalo, to learn the playbook and all that. So, just a massive game for the Jets this week against the Patriots. And, again, if they're going to win the division, they got to beat New England on Sunday. All right, let's get our sponsors in here before we get to the NFL picks for week 11. And we'll start out with the people at DraftKings. Again, we want to thank everybody at DraftKings for signing on for another year. You know the deal. You want to bet anything? You want to bet the NFL? You want to bet the college football, a little NBA, the hockey, whatever, the World Cup coming up, whatever. You want to bet on the weather tomorrow? The way to go is DraftKings. That's the place to go. You can do it anywhere, any place, any room in the house. You can do it on the bathroom, wherever you are, you know, anywhere. You can bet with DraftKings. So, again, we want to thank them for their great support they've given us over these 2 years of the Ode to Pain podcast. Of course, Anita Discount Tire, located in beautiful Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue. Go see Ari, my son Johnny. His Saints are reeling right now. Saints are going to try to bounce back and see if they can get a win. The Saints right now are really in trouble, sitting at 3-7. They play the Rams, another team that's really reeling right now, in New Orleans coming up on Sunday. But go see Ari, go see Johnny, whatever you need. You need tires, you need work done on your car, Anita Discount Tire is the way to go. And, of course, tell them that I sent you. And then, of course, our good buddies at the Hackensack Brewing Company, Mike Jones and his crew there, his Raiders, play Denver this week. Raiders, can they get a win? Is Josh McDaniel going to make it through the season? We'll see. It hasn't been a good year for the Raiders, who are sitting there, 2-7 now on the year. But check out the Brewing Company. We're going to let you know when our next live broadcast will be, probably between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And you know where it is. It's located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in Hackensack's Fairmont neighborhood. The tap room's open 4:30 to 10, Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 on Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack. Come in, check it out. They got all kinds of different beers on tap there. And check out my Oh the Pain beer. Got to have one of the Ode to Pain beers while you're at the Hackensack Brewing Company. See Mike, see everybody, TJ, Andre, and Herb, the whole crew at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Okay, here we go. Week 11 in the National Football League. The picks. Last week I went 3-2. I'm really having a terrific year. I'm 28-18-4 on the season. And we'll see if we can keep that winning ways going as we go to week 11. I'm going to start out. I'm taking the Texans at home, getting 3.5 against the Washington football team, Commanders, whatever you want to call it. Washington coming off that Monday night win, stunning the Eagles, ending their undefeated season, beating them, 32-23, the final score in Philadelphia. They got that crazy touchdown on the last play of the game when the Eagles were trying to lateral all over the place. And Washington's played well since Taylor Henke has taken over at quarterback. What have they won now? What is it? 4 of their last 5 with Henke at quarterback? They're sitting there at 500 at 5-5. They're a dangerous team, but I'm a little concerned, maybe a little bit of a letdown coming off the Eagle game. I know the Texans are the worst team in the league. They only got one win. We saw them lose last week to the Giants, 24-16 at MetLife, but I'm taking a flyer on them here. You know, there's really nothing I love about Houston. That Davis Mills is, give me a break at quarterback, but they can run the football. This kid Pierce has really been good running the ball for them. Their defense is okay. I like them. I'm getting 3 and I'm getting a hook. So I'm getting 3.5. So if the Texans lose this game by a field goal, you still win. So I'm taking a flyer on Houston, getting 3.5 at home against Washington, counting on a little bit of a letdown for the Commanders this week after their big win over Philadelphia. So game one, give me Houston plus 3.5 at home in Houston against Washington. Game one. Game two, you look at this game, you look at the number on the board, you see the Cowboys, 1.5 favorite in Minnesota against the Vikings. You say to yourself, how's that possible? Minnesota's 8-1. They're tied with Philly for the best record in the league. They just come off this, and like seven in a row they've won two. Remember, only loss is to Philly in week two. Remember, they lost to Philadelphia in Philly 24-7. That's the only loss Minnesota has all year. They come off this big win over Buffalo, and you say, how in the world? Dallas lost last week to Green Bay. They blew a two-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter. They were up 28-14, lost that game in overtime. You say, how the hell could the Cowboys be a favorite here going into Minnesota? Well, that's why I'm taking the Cowboys, because it looks too easy. Yeah, how could I not take the Vikings? I'm getting a point and a half at home. Come on. Looks too easy. I'm taking Dallas to bounce back after the very tough loss last week to Green Bay. And remember, they got the short turnaround because they played the Giants on Thanksgiving Day. But I'm taking the Cowboys laying a point and a half in Minnesota against the Vikings. This, to me, is a bookie special. When you see a line like this, it's telling you, take Minnesota. Take Minnesota. You go the other way. Give me the Cowboys laying a point and a half in Minnesota against the Vikings. That's game two. Game three, I won with these guys last week, with Pittsburgh last week. Remember, they were underdog at home against the Saints. I took them. They beat New Orleans 20-10 in that game. I'm taking them again. They're playing the Bengals. Bengals are coming off their bye, and Bengals sitting there at 5-4. You know, it's interesting. Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl last year. Their record after nine games was 5-4. And then they made the run to the Super Bowl, where, of course, they eventually lost to the Rams. But I like the Steelers again at home. They're getting four. T.J. Watt is back, and that makes a big difference to this defense. It's a divisional game. Mike Tomlin's going to have them ready to go. Like I said, the Bengals coming off their bye. I'm going back to the well here and taking the Steelers at home, getting four against Cincinnati. Remember, opening day, the Bengals wound up blowing that game to Pittsburgh. Remember, they lost in Cincinnati in overtime. Remember, the Bengals had a chance to win the game in regulation, botched the extra point that would have won the game for them, and then wound up losing an OT to Pittsburgh. So I'm taking the Steelers at home, getting four against Cincinnati 2 weeks in a row that I'm going with the Steelers. As I said, I won with them last week, getting points at home against the Bengals. So that's, against the Saints. So that's game three, Pittsburgh at home getting four against Cincinnati. Game four, you know, only because of the point spread, I'm taking the Panthers getting 13.5 in Baltimore against the Ravens. Now, I fully expect the Ravens to win this game. They're 6-3. They're coming off their bye. They're leading right now in the AFC North. You got to figure they're going to make the playoffs. The Panthers have played, you know, a lot better since T.J. Walker took over at quarterback, but he's banged up, and it looks like Baker Mayfield's going to start this week for Carolina. Now, the Panthers won last week against Atlanta, 25-15. They've had 10 days off. You know, like I said, you got the Ravens coming off their bye, and you got the Panthers coming off a 10-day break after that Thursday night win over Atlanta. Now, the Panthers are 3-7. All three of their wins have been in the division. They've beaten everybody else in the division, the Bucs, the Saints, and last week against Atlanta. But I'm taking them. You know, big number dogs have been very good this year. They've been, I don't know what the number is, but they've covered the number more often than not. So I don't love the Panthers here. I don't think they have any chance to win the game, but I'm getting a big number. Obviously, if the Ravens win by 14, you lose. But give me the Panthers, even with Mayfield. I like them better with Walker starting. But remember, they've played a lot better since they got rid of everybody, since they fired Matt Rhule and Steve Weeks has taken over as the coach. And, of course, they traded Robbie Anderson. They traded Christian McCaffrey. They played better since they've done that. Give me the Panthers plus 13.5 in Baltimore against the Ravens. That's game four. And then finally, Monday night, another out-of-the-country special, the Cardinals and the Niners, big divisional game, NFC West, in Mexico City. Give me the Cardinals getting 8. That's a big number. You know, I won last week with the Chargers getting 7 against the Niners in Santa Clara. The Niners wound up winning the game by 6, so they barely covered, but they did. I'm taking the Cardinals here. Cardinals come off a win. Remember, they beat the Rams last week was it in Arizona? I believe it was in Arizona. Let me just check it again. They did beat the Rams last week. The game actually was in L.A., so they did win on the road against the Rams. The Cardinals are 4-6, 2 games behind the Seahawks in the division, are only a game. Well, they're 2 in a loss column. behind the Niners. The Niners at 5-4. I like the Cardinals getting points. Whether Colt McCoy is the quarterback, because he played last week, Murray was banged up, or if it's Kyler Murray, to me, it doesn't matter. I know everybody loves the Niners. Everybody talks about, you know, they got Debo Samuel, and they got McCaffrey now, and they got George Kittle and all of that. Garoppolo at quarterback, we all know. Everybody loves the Niners. I'm taking the Cardinals getting 8. That's a big number. And the game's in Mexico City, so I think that kind of neutralizes the game a little more. Give me Arizona plus 8 to at least cover the number against the Niners on Monday night in Mexico City. So the Beningo picks for week 11 in the National Football League. Give me the Texans at home in Houston plus 3.5 against the Washington football team, the Washington Redskins football team Commanders. Give me the Cowboys laying 1.5 in Minnesota against the Vikings. Give me the Steelers getting 4 at home against the Bengals. Give me the Panthers in Baltimore against the Ravens getting a big number, 13.5. And give me the Cardinals in Mexico City against the division rival Niners getting 8 in Monday night, in a Monday night football game. So there you go. The Joe Beningo picks week 11 in the NFL. We will try to keep that streak going. As I said, that we've had a terrific year, 28-18-4 on the year. We'll try to have yet another winning week. Okay, got a couple minutes to go. I'm very juiced up for this game. You know, I talked to back to the Jet game, talking to a bunch of different people. How do you feel about it? I talked to JJ last night. I mean, are you confident? Are you nervous? I actually, you know, I felt good about the first game too. And I feel pretty good about this one. I mean, I really do. I think this team is ready. You know, they didn't have any incidents, thank God, over the bye week. Nobody had an accident in Cabo or anything like that, thank God. All right? At least not that we know of, thank God. It looks like they're getting healthier. I mentioned Davis day-to-day. Hopefully he'll play this week. We'll see how that plays out. The team has said all the right things. I loved what Zach Wilson said after they beat Buffalo 2 weeks ago, where he said, you know, we don't really care what people say about this team outside the locker room. We expected to win this game against the Bills. And I'm sure that's the same attitude we're going to see this week. It's time. The Patriots have owned them. 13 consecutive losses. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, I had very little to do. Very cold out. I did my walk early in the morning. You know, you can't play golf. You know, what were you going to do? So what I did was, I watched the Willie Mays documentary on HBO. Was terrific and really good. A lot of Barry Bonds. I thought you saw a little bit of different side of Barry Bonds in this HBO special, so check it out. So I watched that. And then for inspiration, if you've never seen this, especially if you don't like the Yankees or you're a Red Sox fan or just a baseball fan, 4 days in October. And it's the recap of the Red Sox coming back from being down 3-0 to the Yankees in the ALCS in 2004 and winning the next four and becoming the only team in the history of baseball, and they still remain that, to ever come back from a 3-0 deficit to win a seven-game series. And, of course, the Red Sox went on and totally ended the curse of the Bambino by sweeping the Cardinals in the World Series that year. I watched that yesterday for inspiration. I was a little, you know, inspired. And I realized that the Jets situation against the New England is not quite, you know, 86 years of torment at the hands of the Yankees like the Red Sox had. And it's funny, the Red Sox have kind of become the Yankees now. They've won 4 championships since they won in 2004. But whatever. Boy, how good was Big Poppy in that series? Unbelievable. But whatever. So I watched that for inspiration, and we'll see. 13 straight losses to New England. All the beatdowns in 22 years since Belichick took over there. Haven't won a game in Foxborough since the playoff game in 2010. Haven't won a regular season game there since 2008. It's time now. It's time. And it's time for the Jets now to take over this division. Remember, they've won 2 division titles since the merger in 1970, 1998, and 2002. Bill Parcells in 98, Herman Edwards in 02. It's time. It's time to end this hideous streak and to take control, stunningly, of the AFC East. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again Monday, and hopefully we're having a happy recap of the Jet victory over the Patriots. Let's pray. Everyone, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy all the sports, all the love.